The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program, Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. Hit the topic, the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
All right, as promised, we have Issues Etc. Blog of the Week to round off this first hour on Friday, June the 3rd. Jeff has his blog picked. I have mine picked. We picked from a list of blogs that we read regularly. All of them have one thing in common, the Issues Etc. widget. If you have a blog and you want us to read your blog, get the widget. At our website, issuesetc.org, click support. It's at the bottom of the page. Let us know that your blog exists. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading it, and maybe it'll be picked as Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick this week is a new blog that we just became aware of called The Athanasian Truth. It's a blog post titled Luther Says. Great quote. The great difference between doctrine and life is obvious, even as the difference between heaven and earth. Life may be unclean, sinful, and inconsistent, but doctrine must be pure, holy, sound, unchanging. Not a little or letter may be omitted. However, much life may fail to meet the requirements of doctrine. This is so because doctrine is God's word and God's truth alone, whereas life is partly our own doing. God will have patience with man's moral failings and imperfections and forgive them, but he cannot, will not, and shall not tolerate a man's altering or abolishing doctrine itself, for doctrine involves his exalted divine majesty itself. And the blogger concludes strong words, but this is the spirit of confessional Lutheranism. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, The Athanasian Truth.
There's a great post I've picked. It's from the blog Hemmersphere. Pastor Jeff Hemmer is the regular guest on the program, and also the author of this blog. It's called What is Faith? And he begins in a very clever way, and I think a very appropriate way. Kind of goes to the question we had there a few minutes ago about the language you use for conversion. Instead of first answering the question of what is faith, maybe the opposite question should be asked, and he does. What isn't faith? First, let's clear away all of the garbage, all of the misdefinition, all of the wrong definitions for what faith is, then we can rightly answer the question, what is faith? He says at the end, faith is perhaps best summarized by the Hebrew word amen. Faith says amen, or yes to God's gifts. Faith says amen to God's word, his declaration that we are sinners, and his declaration that we are completely forgiven and covered in the righteousness of Jesus. Faith says amen to God's word, hearing it, when and where it is preached. Faith says amen to God's forgiveness offered in his sacraments. It says amen to God receiving his gifts that he bestows. There's more. You can read it for yourself. We'll have both his pick and mine posted at our website, issuesetc.org. Hour two in 7 minutes.
Independent and in the black for 2 years and running, you're listening to Issues Etc.